Current daf and sack this getting daf mevav. We're getting him an al. We're getting text master. Because the gemara I am lahachi marzi mekalkala. If he says this, then he could ruin her. If not, then not because he didn't say he's divorcing her because of any shemra, and since he cannot ruin her when she gets married, so then we don't have to make it forbidden that he can't take her back if she didn't get yet married. So as Taisa near, it seemed that actually the chashash should do this concern. Of matzah makalkala ain't a kiyam las ba'alma. It's not a real kilkul because of the etzim of the parent. Rather, it's because of rumors. But b'lei shiya get mamash get bottle b'nei mamzerim. It's not like the way Rashi says that. Literally, yeah, okay, that was my intention. If I would have known, I would never divorce you. It comes out it was a mistaken acquisition, and the children are mamzerim from the next husband. No, d'olam mama nas. He didn't say on this condition I'm divorcing you, which Tracy explains. He says, now wait a second. Although he's not saying I'm a nas. But the avagav to become a duchti behind the giladas. Although many places it helps just to reveal your intention that kama yishtar mavrachas. Look, we have the document of just trying to chase away her new husband. The isha shenatz from the gemara k'suvidav in testament alice. The zabin, or the case of we sell zabla itzur leizuzi, and it turns out he doesn't really need the money anymore. And the pekam on the zayin zabin end up sadi zayin min aleph. So. There we say, okay, you didn't tell manas, but still we say, okay, we realize that was, you know, we end up, it's megala the das, that was always what your intention was, and therefore it is a mekech toys. So maybe toys asking himself, maybe even if you don't tell manas, it could be an explicit mekech toys. Says no, because after like a memoha, he can't say that idea. It's not kafal. And the fact that you see Rimei requires that it should be a double condition, so. What you see from there is that it's not enough just with a gilur das, that you actually require the halachas of Tanai. So lekach nira, therefore it seems. So the truth is, hey, we're not talking about an actual Tanai, and that is if it's actual tilkul mechachtois. We see that, no, it's clearly that that you would require an actual explicit Tanai, according to Mayo, it's not kafel. So here, what we're saying is, there would be a problem is, it would be just for the rumors. That he would spread rumors on her to get her back. Even though she already got married to someone else, that, yeah, he's thinking, Sharile, that she would be permitted to him, because there's no Shagiku, because, or I choose Mazana. Oh, that's okay, because it was by mistake. And a woman who's Oinus or Shagiga is still permitted to her husband. Like Alchemakachem, the sages said no, that no, he cannot take her back. I can't spread rumors anymore because you know that you can't remarry her. Rashi explains actually no. The fair even if he was going to say ilusi de b'chulu had I known, in an emes actually believe because the kibun yedei shos lachzicha since he knows that he cannot take her back. He wasn't concerned to wait, but to check it out. He's revealing his intention that she's not so dear to him, and that's the reasoning according to Rashi. It's be'etzim. It's not just a laz. Now, the mayor the bite's not kafel. According to mayor, that requires a double condition. Kiloi kafli lamasanatayis goes back to his shita. So how do you understand the Kondor Meir, the Beit Tanai Kafel that the Gemara brings later on? Yeah, because Kilei Kafel Lemelse, when you don't double your statement, I feel laz like you're not even going to have even a rumor. Because according to Tais, it's all based on the rumor. Now, B'chol Kondor Meir, this Remeir says, Kondor Meir Shotzer Chakir Tzchacham, and this Remeir's opinion in general regarding this halacha, that any vow that needs the Chacham to matter, lo yach, so that's the case, he's now to take her back. That's where he doubled his word, meaning a couple of tenoi. Not talking about that his halacha in general, when we usually quote him, it's like a doubling of its mind. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about doubling of its word. Because the couple of tenoi, because if he's doubled his condition, that wouldn't help that for this halacha of quote unquote, oh, he's not allowed to remarry her, because the loyal make a kilkul, it would still be kilkul, because the maisa, he made it tonight. So, obviously, what you have to translate his words over here in the Gemara doesn't literally mean to say the classic halacha of Tanai Kafel. It just means I'm repeating his words to show that he's serious, but not the halacha of Tanai. Next, there's not to begin with the words the Gemara Shleib and Yisrael Perutzes V'chulu. that the Jewish women should not be breached. This the Lishna, this is one of the interpretations of this Dikadami, that the reasoning is because we don't want them to be breached in our eyes and the Dharma, and therefore we say, okay, that's it. That's why you're getting divorced, you can't remarry. So Tais explains this, Hani today Lishna the Rabbeisu, these two versions of Rabbeisu, I'll leave it to Tana Kamplik. And Tais is addressing an underlying question, and he's saying that it's specifically going according to Tana Kamma. The Lishna Kamma, some of the first version holds, there's two cases that we spoke about. He's divorcing because of Shemra and because of Nether. Now, if one of the cases is Shemra, what type of pretzis is there that she's getting divorced because of Shemra? The Malolas is a Matin Shemra. What's it her fault? What should she do if people are spreading rumors about her? And that's why the husband's getting incense and divorce. What do you want from her? It's not like the case of Nether, where she took it. So Lishna Kamma holds, obviously, if that's one of the cases, must be, and for that to Tanakam is saying a universal statement, must be because of Kilkul. That's how the Lishna Kamma holds, which is that, like, because the husband might ruin her, because if I had known, etc. Lishna Basa said, but the second version held, no, the Mimitsi Shema Le Motsi Mekalkala, that I can't say like the Lishna Kamma is because of Kilkul, because the Kibbutz Mishum Shemra Megarsha, since he's divorcing him because of the bad rumors, so then Dait Mechalinu Legarsha. So there's no problem with Kilkul here because his intention is, in whatever the circumstance, to divorce Nafali Yibatul, even if it would be nullified, because he doesn't want to have such a wife, that there were rumors about her. Chim ben Nedarim, so too regarding Nedarim, because the Mistabe the Chatana, but Tamayu, logic would tell us that they both have the same rationale. So therefore, he disagrees with the Lishna Kamma. The Hashtag says, Shabbat, and now it makes sense. The Maisi Tanik Lishna Kamma, that we bring, we're saying a Braisa like the first version, and who do we bring it from? The Remeir. Wait, that's going to Tanik Kamma. Yeah, so that's why, because the Maisi, the only thing we're bringing, El Deshaych Maisi Shemer Mishem Kilkul, we're just trying to prove this point, which was what the Lishna Basna is contesting the Lishna Kamma, that yeah, there is an element of Kilkul by Mamaita Shamra, because he would want to remarry, and therefore we can say the same svar according to Tanakh, even though that's Remeir. That's what he's been beginning to say, Lilishna Basna Rabbeis, according to the second version of Rabbeis, the time which Rabbeis is the reason is because of a breach in Halacha. So Manol on the plague Rabban led Rabbi Yehuda, from we do know that Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, but that they hold the neder, so the Rabban Yishlah Fado, that if you take a neder in public, that you can nullify the comma that we're saying, Rabban Michael Bechulu, and according to Rabbanan, would take effect. Essentially, what Tais is asking is that the principle of Rabbi Yehuda is based on the idea that we don't benazes of the princes bin Adar. And only another shared rabbim, so that you cannot permit, so that would make sense for the takan. So the question is, so the Gemara is assuming that Rabban disagree with him. But according to Lishna Kamma, that the reason Tanna Kamma is because of the concern of Kilkul, so from this, that he didn't differentiate between Ned the Shayyad Bidabim and the Shalayyad Bidabim, so he said that he holds that even Ned the Shayyad Bidabim, he would be able to mat, because he felt like a Yehuda that there's no Hatara only, that there's no Hatara, so there's no concern of Kilkul, because he can't say, had I known that he'd be mat, I wouldn't have divorced her. Because you can't be matred. According to Lishna Basa, the reason Tanna Kamma is because Shalayyad Bidabim so produces. So if there's no right that it is good to be rooted, maybe he agrees that Neder should be Rabbim did not. However, you can't return them because you're penalizing them because of the appearances of Neder Bifnei Rabbim. So what's the right that they disagree? The Shem says, what you can say is, the Hach Sugi Asik Lishna Kamma. You're right. This Sugi is going like the first version, Tamei Mishim Kilkul. And like we just explained, that from that, they obviously disagree. Or Yanami, another approach you could say is, the Hach Kamma, this that we're saying, Rabbanan, Hainu Demei Rabbalazar. It's not going to the Kamma. That they say, that they hold the time of Kilkula, which is like the first version of the Tanna Kamma. And even if the net was taken in public, they're saying, because if it was because of Pritzis, not because of the case of Enetzarach. So obviously, from the fact that you see, the court made the differences between the neder that needs chakiris chacham, only but there lo yachzer between the neder that does not need chakiris chacham, and that there you could be maxer. From this, that he doesn't differentiate between neder shod b'ram and neder shlo yod b'ram. Obviously, disagrees with you. Then he holds that even for neder shod b'ram, there is atar, because if there's no atar, then it wouldn't be kilkul, like we explained. So kribalaza that he made a gzera on the neder that needs chakiris chacham, that you cannot be chayz because neder that does not need chakiris chacham, that he says there is more of chashash. Obviously, that he holds that the reason is because of kilka, not because of pritzis. Because if he held the reason of pritzis, then there'd be chilek between neder shel b'ram and neder shel b'ram. If so, so why is he making a gzeir by neder nitzchakachem agav a neder that they're not chilek nitzchakachem? He should have said that you begozer on neder shel b'ram that you can't take back, because by neder shel b'ram you cannot take back. So that's the raya from those two opinions that they disagree, but not necessarily the Tanakam. Like this, must have typicals of the Gemara. Kibna Amr Me'eretz Chayka B'chulu, since they said that they're coming from a far off land, etc. So there's the machlikas regarding is this the Gevain in the case of a nether shared with Rabban, or was it a no because it was not a nether at all. So says Taisa B'mtevig and say Balavachi. What do I mean? Even without this whole discussion, Michael Shvur, does the oath take effect? You tell them because they came, they lied, they said it didn't, they said Meretz Chayka, and therefore it's only because of Kiddush Hashem that they didn't nullify it. What do you mean? Does the oath even take effect in the first place? The oath that the Jewish people took was to nullify a mitzvah, because the Chassidus said, "Pasim the Baruch on the Shabbat, I'll keep any of the Kananim alive." And here these were Kananim, so it's not even Shvur at all. Forget about the fact that they were lying. There were three letters that Yeshua sent to Eretz Yisrael actually come to La'aretz before they came to Eretz Yisrael. And it went like this. Whoever wants to clear out, we'll let you go. Whoever wants to make peace, we'll make peace. Whoever wants to fight a war, we'll fight a war. So those are the three different options they gave them. So what happened was, Girgashi Pina Volokla Africa. The Girgashi left Eretz Canaan, they went to Africa. Givan Mishlim Shnema, like it says in Yeshua, the Givan made peace with the Jewish people, like it says, Mishlim Yeshua, given as Yerushalayim, as Yisrael, and Shleish Me'echad Malachim, as Muhammad ben Aflan, 31 kings decided to fight the Jewish people, and they fell in war. So, says Taisus, we see that they made peace. No, Hainu Kaim Shabbat Sayyadin. That's before that the Jewish people crossed over the Jordan, because they come, like it says, before they come into Israel. Then they can make peace. But once they entered, it sounds like that they couldn't make a peace anymore. But they had to make this lie and say, we come from a faraway land. Why make a lie? Just want to make peace. So obviously you can't make peace anymore. So then back to the question. So you have to kill them. So why do you have to say, because of the lie, that's why it wasn't really enough. So it says, is that obviously that the ain rates on the hashlim ksev leisachayek on the shama. That really this that you can't keep them alive is only if they don't want to make peace at all. You can call out to them in peace, etc. If they don't make peace with you, etc. But only from the cities and nations, etc. You can't keep them alive. So this ultimately comes out that that's not true. If they would want to make peace even later, that there would not be an iser of leishai and kol neshama. Therefore, that's not enough to say that it was nishboin levat lezimetsu. But then this is what they're going to say. My time to be hudom. Wait a second. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he's trying to bring a raya that it's a neder shared by Rabban? Avadi shvu b'toisa. But what do you mean? But it was a mistaken shvua, like the Chacham say. So why? How's he bringing a raya to his halacha? Well, more of Rabbi Yehuda. Ich nicha beretz. How'd they let them stay in Eretz Yisrael? Haksevli yishav eretzcha. But then it says you can't leave them in your land. And then it is swearing to nullify the mitzvah. So then obviously you have to say no because Chil Hashem, because I'm Rabban, like the Rabban. So then what's the proof of his halacha? Hashem says what you can say is except if you read the hell, the Isa, the Yeshla HaFava. That's not true. He's still being a Rai, even if he holds a Kacham, because if you would be able to do HaFava on the Nedesh of Rabban, Chil Hashem, he holds as a qualification in the halacha of Chil Hashem, because people would say, okay, it's not Chil Hashem, they can be made for it. But if you cannot be made for it and still they're killing out the Gabbainim, that would have been the Chil Hashem. So yeah, he can hold a Kacham and still hold it's a Rai to the pin. They can't kill them. Why? Keep the boy in this guy because they come to convert. Now I'll keep them in your land because they might cause you to sin towards me. You would think the same thing is for an idolater that accepts not to do idolatry. That no, then there's no Isser. So you're not allowed to kill him. And here they were coming to be part of the Jewish people. Because of Momata, that when they wrote the whole Torah and they were on the bottom, they shouldn't teach you to do etc. Momata has come to teach them chizm tshuva, that if the Akum are coming to do tshuva, we accept them. That's by the seven nations of Canaan. So you can't kill them. Why we're saying because of Chil Hashem, even not they're coming to be Megaya, and they don't want to do Avodah Zarah anymore. What you can say is the ilav chil Hashem, if not for the idea of chil Hashem, they couldn't kill them because they were coming to Megayer. They were able to at least chase them away from their cities, but they didn't. They left them over there. But moreover, because the it's not true. At that moment, they weren't coming yet to convert. They just didn't want to get killed. Came back again only afterwards, and therefore you would have been able to kill them at that point. So the Gemara is a discussion regarding what is considered a rabbin to have a halacha. So that was a neder that was shiyadabur rabbin. But says near it, it seems the aldas rabbin, the halacha of, that's a more strict halacha, that I'm taking neder aldas rabbin, that doesn't need not 10, not 3, that I only need 2. Because the pressure was that the Gemara was the one of because Amalek Moshe, they saw Moshe said to the Jewish people of Yehud, you should know, Shaloy Adarit Kamani as we came to Medbeis, Mashbi Eschem B'chulit. Not only with your intention that I'm making you swear, etc., Pishah B'Kodesh Rashi explained, I know Adas Rabim, that's the case of Adas Rabim, and that was 2. So, therefore, you see that you only need 2. Miu, however, says Tais Lepidza, according to this, Lahoye Hetzel Charemes Bezman Azeb, and there wouldn't be any Heter for any Chayim, which we say such a Shema Lashon, also Bezman Azeb, that would be an Eder Adas Rabim. So this is a benir, it would seem to Emma Moshe Cain, it's not true. Moshe only said this illishly or demo, only that they shouldn't be deceptive. And Farah Shas, like the Gemara explains it within Shwiz of Chavtes Manal. The Meshem Khan did over, like we have the famous story of a brother that there was a litigant that had a stick when he put in the money and he gave it to the other person. He said, yeah, I swear I don't have the money on me, which was one big harama. But not to so to in current times, we only do the chayim with such a terminology, but that for deception, but not that there's no hafara at all. What do you mean? You shouldn't be able to have afara, not only adas rabim, but even on when you're taking the neder adas an individual, kim the tol by nidri, making the neder dependent on that person. So what's the difference with the rab more than the individual? There's someone says, exists not battle dietim shum rabim, but limit shum yach. The person totally nullifying his consciousness only for a public, not for yachzol. Though he's saying adas this person, it doesn't really mean that totally, and therefore they would still be able to have afara when it's adas yach. It's only adas rabim that he cannot do afara on his neder.